Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is May the 27th, 2015. It's a Wednesday. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about one of my favorite topics, which is traveling. And I selected here a few travel quotes, which I found on matadornetwork.com. It's called, the list is called the 50 most inspiring travel quotes of all time. And this is, this is episode 73 of the Follow English Podcast. And before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. If you go to the web page, you can add your email to the email list. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And you can keep sending messages to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestion for future episodes. So I'm going to read out five different travel quotes and make my comments. The first one is, the world is a book and those who do not travel read only one page. I definitely agree with this one, and I think that when you travel, you learn a lot. So you can compare that, you can compare traveling to learning from different pages of a book, like turning the pages of a book and learning more and more and more. And whereas if you basically never travel and you stay around your hometown, you will basically learn one page of a book. So it's a good metaphor. It's a good, let's say figurative way to describe what traveling is all about. And I agree with it. So let me move on to the second one. The second one I'm going to read here is, let me see. Okay, this is a quote by Mark Twain. I've found out that there ain't no surer way to find out whether you like people or hate them than to travel with them. A lot of people travel with friends, and sometimes when you travel with friends, people have different paces. People have a different pace in life, or some people like to wake up and just grab something to eat very quickly and are ready to go and visit places. And some other people take longer and they need some time. And and also when you have to make decisions about where to go, what to visit, sometimes these decision-making moments are tense moments, and they actually show you if you are compatible with your friend for a traveling experience like that or not. It doesn't mean that you will hate your friend if he doesn't want to do exactly the things you want to do, because hopefully you are a flexible person. But it shows you, it can show you better how compatible you are, how, how similar you can be, or your tastes are, your choices can be. So this is it. Let me move on to the third one. Okay, travel and change of place impart new vigor to the mind. Of course, travel and change of place impart here means confer or offer, or even better yet, provide new vigor to the mind. So whatever you're feeling stressed out and feeling kind of bored and that you need a change, feeling that your life has become very samey, let's say, it's a good time to go and travel and spend a few days abroad, especially if you go see a different culture, different food, try different food, visit different places, because this is a new way, this is a good way, sorry, to regain your creativity, to regain energy, to you know, to recharge your batteries, let's say, and come back to your routine fresh again and ready to go. Let's move on. Let's go to travel quote number 4. I'm going to choose, let me see. Okay. To travel is to discover that everyone is wrong about other countries. This is a travel quote by Huxley, Aldous Huxley, very famous writer, one of my favorites. This is very much true. I think that we have a lot of stereotypes, and when you travel, you always discover that many of the things that you heard people saying, they're actually not true, and or they're not, let's say, you cannot overgeneralize. So I think this sentence applies very much to traveling, and it's true. And the last travel quote I'm going to talk about is a wise traveler never despises his own country. This is something that I learned with time. When I started traveling, I used to say very bad things about Brazil, but nowadays I think that it's not that kind of silly patriotism, but I think it's very nice to be able to see the good things about your country and to share the good things about that you know about your country, and that you like, the things you like, the things that when your foreign friends come to Brazil will appreciate, let's say. So I think it's true, and a wise traveler never despises his own country. Even if you live if you're going through bad moments, like now we're going through a terrible crisis in Brazil, a political crisis, an economic crisis. But I think there are very good things in Brazil as well. So we have to explore those things and share those things. So this is it. I hope you all enjoyed. If you are an ELT teacher, you could use these in your classes, and as a listening activity, you could ask your students to try to understand what I said here about the 5 different travel quotes, or you could simply use this as you know, conversation material for conversation classes, you see. So if you agree with me, if you disagree, or if you can see from different angles, if you have different opinions about the 5 quotes I read, and if you feel like talking about more travel quotes, maybe in the future I will do another episode, or you can also go to matadornetwork.com and look for the top or the 50 most inspiring travel quotes of all times, and you will find these. You can search on Google. So this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something, and keep listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.